Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest from over in the United Kingdom is Jonathan Young, who's CEO with Brentons USA. Jonathan, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Ken. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to have you with us. I know there's been a recent news announcement about your ownership and the fact that Cargill's now involved with you. Before we get into that, why don't you tell us just real quick, for those listeners that may not be familiar with Brentons Axminster, why don't you give us a quick overview of the company?
Sure, yes. Well, we are the largest woven Axminster manufacturer in the world. We've been in business for 228 years, headquartered out of the UK, with manufacturing facilities in the UK, Portugal, and India. Our primary markets are the commercial market, specifically hospitality, gaming, and marine. But we also have a pretty strong residential business within the UK and Europe as well.
And one of the reasons that you're so strong in the hospitality market, one, you create that look with the woven manufacturing that you do, but it's also your products are mostly the blend that they're looking for. They're looking for the wool nylon blend, right?
That's right. I think in hospitality, it's twofold, really. It's creating the right design aesthetics, and obviously Axminster has the capability to produce very elaborate, large-scale designs with lots of color, and also in 80% wool, 20% nylon, which obviously gives the luxurious feel and the appearance retention required in those heavy traffic areas.
Okay. I know you're CEO of the division of the company that focuses in the U.S., but if you look at the total company of Brentons, what percentage of their business is done in the U.S.?
Total business in the U.S. is about 30% of the total Brentons business.
All right. And over the last few years, it's been a little bit of a rocky road for you guys as far as your profitability. Can you take us through what you've been through in the last year or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we have been impacted, like a number of companies, by the economic downturn. I think historically, we've been able to ride those downturns because being global, where one market's been down, we've often had another market that's been okay. This time, we've been impacted because literally the whole globe has had a downturn, particularly in our core market of hospitality. I think coupled with that, we're facing more and more competition in Axminster that's manufactured in low-cost countries. Our primary manufacturing base is still in Europe. As I mentioned earlier, we have manufacturing facilities in the UK and Portugal. And through that, it means that it's put pricing under pressure in the marketplace. And it's fair to say that pricing today is not much better than it was 20 years ago, and clearly it's not creating the sort of margins that we need to generate long-term, hence the reason that we've had some financial difficulties.
Right, and on top of that, your raw material costs have gone through the roof, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the price of wool just in the last 6 months has increased dramatically, and part of that is because there is less wool available in the marketplace, and we have primed ourselves on creating a blend primarily of British wool for the quality characteristics it provides.
Right.
And the cost of British wool has gone up dramatically during that time, and those are costs that we have not been able, at least to date, to be able to pass on to our customers.
Right. And just as add to that, British wool wears better. It's a coarser fiber and not quite as white as you get from New Zealand, but it's a lot more durable, isn't it?
It is, yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the news. The Carlyle Group has come in, and the news is that it's about a $64 million deal. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I mean, effectively, the Carlyle Group were one of 30 companies that went through the process, the investor process, when we initially indicated that we were looking for investment in the company moving forward. And out of that process, which took about 3 to 6 months, we ended up striking a deal with Carlyle. Yeah. They've acquired the company and are acquiring the debt associated with it for between about $50 and $60 million. Mm-hmm. What it will enable us to do is obviously puts us on a stable financial footing, but also will enable us to complete a manufacturing facility that we started in China and also roll out some new technology, which we're calling high-definition weave, which enables us to produce up to 24 color designs in Axminster. That obviously is a new technology for the market, and certainly in in view of the larger scale designs that we're creating, particularly for the hospitality environment, is going to give us greater flexibility in terms of the colorations that we can create.
And to talk about the market a little bit, I mean, we're seeing it in this country. The hospitality market went through this economic dip, and actually the forecasts are looking a little stronger than what we saw several years ago, right?
Well, obviously, there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand in the hospitality industry. There's no doubt about that. I mean, whilst there may not be as many new hotel construction projects out there in the marketplace, we've seen a number of renovation projects get put on hold after the last 2 or 3 years. And at some point, the hotel brands are going to dictate the need to renovate those properties. So we are anticipating that. And if the last 2 or 3 months is anything to go by, we are already seeing a slight upturn in business.
Yeah, the last time I got a read on this market was when I went to the HD show in May out in Las Vegas. Several people that I talked to were fairly encouraged by what they were seeing long range.
Yes, we're in a business that's a fairly long cycle. So the point at which you start a project to that it gets ordered and then subsequently manufactured can be upwards of a year. And we're certainly seeing a lot more inquiries with design firms at this stage than we did this time a year ago or even 2 years ago.
Yeah. So this is relatively good news for the company because it allows it to get through this economic dip and finish out some of your long-range investments and hopefully see this through to the other side of the economic trough, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're very excited about it. I think it gives us the opportunity to move forward with some of the innovative technology I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And also address that low-cost manufacturing base that to date we haven't had. So hopefully will enable us to start to generate some profits again.
Okay. Now, Jonathan, this innovative 24-color manufacturing capability, what you're putting together in China, is that something that will be proprietary to Brenton's Axminster?
Yes, it is. It is a technology that we have had for a number of years, mm-hmm. but we haven't had the investment to be able to bring it out to the market. We did do a soft launch of it at HD in Las Vegas in May of this year.
Right.
And as I say, I think because also the market requirements are looking at larger scale patterns, and the more colors you have in those patterns, the more definition you can create within the design, we believe that there's going to be a demand for it in the marketplace, and clearly we're going to be differentiated in this offer.
Well, Jonathan, it's good to talk to you again. I just want to get a quick update on this news. Again, we've been talking to Jonathan Young, who's CEO of Brenton's USA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.